With great excitement, I managed to see Kingsman the other day. I gave you both seen it as well.
We have, yes.
Yes, Kingsman, the Secret Service. And so, therefore, what did you think?
I loved it.
Well, eat your heart out. It's got everything. Super spies, world destruction, spy satellite, moon base. Oh, no, there wasn't moon base.
No, no moon base.
No, but it did have
satellites and super villains and exploding heads.
I thought it was too over the top. I honestly thought it was too over the top.
I actually thought that was the beauty of it, that it was so it was. Over the top.
But I got to the end of thinking, this has just gone too far. And
no,
this is
no,
me.
No.
Right? That should never happen to me.
No,
I don't know what's
no.
happened.
I didn't think it was too
maybe
over
I was
top.
Broken when I went
maybe
to
maybe you
it.
Did. Yes, yeah. Maybe you were.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
We all went
yes,
to
it was certainly
separately.
Over the top.
We
yes.
did. None of us saw it together, so we all had our own separate thoughts about it. I enjoyed it. I loved it.
Okay, plot-wise. Yeah. We'll knock off a story, because okay. there's always a chance someone hasn't seen it yet.
That's true.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't read the comic book or seen the film, well, they too do differ in a few places.
Yeah.
The basic idea is that there's this private organisation called the Kingsmen.
Or not private, depending on whether you're going from the comics.
Yes.
Spies. They're spies. They're British.
Super spies.
Super spies,
yes.
Very cool, very sharp.
They are very, very Bond.
Yes.
Old Bond, not old
Avengers. Bond, yes. I think more Avengers than Bond.
Yeah, yeah. Something in Avengers.
British.
I don't know. Avengers weren't quite so violent.
They may have evolved into it.
Yes, they probably would have. But okay. Steve would have, because he's just like...
Classy English spies.
Yes. And there's an inner circle who name themselves after the Knights of the Round Table, who run the whole show. Yes.
With Merlin, who
led,
handles...
Yep, led by Michael Caine. Who's
as
the main of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
A lovely appearance by Mark Strong
as Merlin. Yes, he's the trainer.
And Colin Firth as Galahad.
Galahad.
I must yes. admit, I Ruth was spending the whole thing saying, "Gee, he looks good in a suit." She really, really liked the suit. She really liked every moment of
it. And it was a pretty impressive suit.
And I was thinking, and she kept saying Colin Firth, and I was thinking, I don't know who Colin Firth is. I know I should. And then I looked it up and realised it's because he did, you know,
Pride and Prejudice,
like Pride and Prejudice
likely, yes.
on. And,
yes.
and shows that I don't watch, but Ruth does. So she was very impressed with the suit.
It was a very impressive suit.
A very useful suit as well.
Very useful suit.
He wore it well.
Yes. Mm. Anyway, plot. Secret organisation.
Stiff upper lip.
Super spies.
King of country.
Recruit a young, let's go with lower class character, mainly because his father died in there.
In the service, yes.
Yeah. And so then it kind of goes on to a bit of class warfare to some degree about
yes.
whether or not
the training him up, seeing whether he's got
person.
The right stuff.
Yes.
Mm. Yes. And eventually he has to contend with the supervillain. Wonderful film by Samuel Jackson.
Samuel Jackson, he does these sorts of roles.
He does, yes.
Although the lisp did bother me.
Yeah, the lisp was really annoying. And while being theoretically being technologically brilliant, he did have some moments of being technologically very dumb. So, you know. But, you know,
it was an enjoyable, madly over-the-top film. Mm-hmm. I did honestly feel it was a bit over-the-top, a little bit too far. But that's just a matter of taste.
Mm. It was based on a Mark Miller comic.
Yes, and apparently the comic book was even further over-the-top in terms of the plot.
No, the comic book and the movie are remarkably similar. The major difference, which I still find hilarious, was reading the comic and discovering that the person they kidnap at the beginning is Mark Hamill.
Right.
Literally. Because they're out kidnapping science fiction fans, stars.
Right.
Because they're the ones who are going to survive into the new world. And in the beginning
so
of the movie, of course,
actually.
They then kidnap a guy played by Mark Hamill. And I thought that was...
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
There were quite a few differences in between the comic and the movie, but the differences were subtle. It wasn't... The basic plot stays the same.
I think the fact that in the comics
they
were kidnapping science fiction actors, whereas in the movie they were kidnapping
my favorite moment in the
heads
comic
of government and that.
Yeah, that moment in the comic when they comment how they've now got the entire Star Trek cast and only William Shatner was on their side.
With the evil plan.
Yes.